Now, Clean Coasts is a programme which works with communities and protects the Ireland's waterways, coastlines, seas, ocean and marine life. And they are an environmental conservation organisation. And I am delighted to be joined by Sinead McCoy from Antoshka to tell us all about that and their monthly beach cleanups. Hello, Sinead, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. So, tell us about Clean Coasts and what you do, and then about your monthly beach cleanups.
Okay, well, Clean Coasts is part of the Environmental Education Unit of Antoshka, and the program itself has been running for 16, 17 years now. Currently, we have over 800 groups that work along the coast of Ireland doing beach cleans, and these are volunteer groups that set up. So basically our role is really to support them how we can. We have on-ground staff that will give advice and guidance to these groups, and then we also send them our kit as well, so beach clean kit when we can. So we also do a lot of coastal celebration events and try and engage people in the coast with the idea of if people are engaged in the coast and are conscious of the benefits of coastal life, that they'll to protect the area as well. We also do cleanups along riverways, waterways, eminent towns and cities as well. So we're very active cleanup volunteers. And as well as that, then we'll do other activities to kind of protect our coastline as well. So marram grass planting or really just educational activities on actions that you can take to benefit the coastline as well. So we find that obviously there's a lot of plastic when we do beach cleans. So we do encourage people to reduce the amount of single use that they use and be conscious of littering no matter where they are, because if you litter in a town or a city, it just takes one gust of wind to get that into the river and out to our oceans and seas.
And the damage that it can do, you know, it's
terrible.
But I don't know, these days I don't know what is wrong with people when, I mean, sometimes I want to stop my car and get out and slap somebody when they open their window and throw an empty plastic bottle just out of their window as they're driving, you know, or they come out of a fast food place and they just fling the stuff on the street, the papers and that, and there's a bin straight in front of them. So that really annoys me. But along the coastline, are there enough litter bins? Are there enough, you know, for people to pick up the rubbish? That's another thing. They leave the beach, they just stand up, walk away, and there's cans, bottles, everything just left, you know. What is the mentality?
I find that incredibly frustrating myself, and I do see it. I do think it is the minority, but it has such a massive impact. Along the coastline, we run the Blue Flag program through the Environment Education Unit as well. There is over 80 beaches, 80 sites that are part of the Blue Flag program. All of those sites would have bins and are monitored for how they manage their waste. And there is a lot of sites beyond that, of course, that have well-managed bins, and it's done through the local authority. Some sites, it's kind of a difficult one to answer, because some sites wouldn't have bins, but they would be quite remote, and we kind of encourage people to take the rubbish away with them, because managing the bins on that site, because they're so remote and because they wouldn't be used that regularly, could actually end up creating dumping sites in some areas as well, that we've seen where there's bins in a remote location. People tend to dump their own rubbish there, as opposed to it being used for an amenity at a beach.
So
I do think there is a lot of resources along the Irish coastline. There is some areas that need to be re-examined and looked at, but there is a lot of bins, and a lot of our, if you tend to take a look at Blue Flag or Green Coast Award sites, they have a waste management practice in place.
Yes, I suppose they'd really need someone to monitor the beaches and, you know, walk up and down as people are leaving and make sure that they're taking you the way, like you'd have coast guards on beaches abroad and that sort of thing. Somebody that would walk up along and see who's leaving the beach, what they're leaving behind, and try to make sure it is clean.
Yeah, there's there is litter wardens within the local authority. Unfortunately, just due to staffing issues, there's usually only one per local authority region, and there's usually about 20 beaches. So it's kind of a resource problem, but it's definitely something we've highlighted time and time again. They are kind of prioritising beaches more during the summer months.
Yes, yes. Now, you say there's these groups that... do you have to be involved in these clean-up groups? And I suppose they're always looking for volunteers, but how do people get involved in these clean-up groups?
Well, you can just register with us through the Clean Coast programme. Mm-hmm. If you have a group of people, like it can be friends, family, a lot of sporting groups would register with us, schools, community groups, towns groups, register to adopt a local beach. Mm-hmm. Or you can kind of go on to our map and you'll see that there might be some groups set up on your local beach that you want to join. So if you want to set up your own Clean Coast group, you can go to cleancoast.org and there's a register now tab there, or you can go on to cleancoast.org and just check out our map, and if there is a Clean Coast group that you'd like to join or you'd like more information on what's happening, you can just contact us through any of our social media platforms or email us or give us a call to the office, and we'll link you in with that group or another group in your region.
And there's a local one. There's one coming up now shortly. Is it sometime the end of this month?
Yes, there's a big Dublin cleanup happening towards the end of the month. Mm-hmm. It's the largest all Dublin cleanup, so it's not just our beaches. It's our beaches, canals, riverways, towns are all getting out on the one day to clean up. It's done through all four local authorities and ourselves, Clean Coasts, and National Spring Clean and Water in the Community. Mm. We're all kind of working together to get as many people out as possible. And the groups can register on Dublin Cleanup Day. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to push as many people to come out and do a cleanup as part of this big cleanup Dublin action.
And is this ahead of the Tidy Towns, I suppose, because that happens in May?
Well, this is something that was running traditionally, like the Dublin Canals actually had this cleanup day that they did in April. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Dublin groups were doing a cleanup towards the end of May, April, alongside National Spring Clean. So it was just thought by the local authorities to do an extra push to get as many people out as possible to clean up our cities and towns, and just to get as many people out cleaning up their area and their local environment on the one day, just to show the massive effort when we kind of come together, what we can achieve.
And what date is it? When is it happening?
It's all happened on the 27th of April.
Right.
So it's Saturday the 27th of April. And there's already over 100 registrations for this cleanup day. But if anyone else wants to register, you can go to dublincleanupday.ie, or there is a link from our website.
From the Clean Coast website. Yeah. That's great. Well, hopefully you have everybody out on board there, and there'll be a massive cleanup.
We're optimistic now. There's a huge amount of interest in it.
That's good. So thanks so much, Sinead, for joining me today, and I hope everybody gets involved now for the 27th of April.
Oh, great. Yeah, hopefully we'll get a big action and we can send you through a few photographs as well.
Please do. Yeah, that'd be great. Before and after.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, thank you, Sinead. Thanks so much. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, there you go, Sinead McCoy there from Antosh. And do get on to Clean Coasts there and register and try and volunteer on the 27th of April for that massive cleanup around the country.